to the Rare Witch Roundtable, episode 14 for June 26th, 2009. Not a dolphin. Welcome to the 14th episode of the Rare Witch Roundtable, the premier podcast about Rare, Xbox, and the Rare Witch Project forums. From Victoria, Australia, I'm Kelvin, and joining me today we have, once again, Aaron Haslam, Gruntling from Mesa, Arizona.
Hello, everyone.
We have Larry Keller, Bottles 98 from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Hi.
And we also have Rich Henry, who's not in Rochester, New York, but somewhere else that I've forgotten, aka Grey Jinjo.
Hi. And I'd just like to point out that you got Gruntling's address wrong, too. I believe he's from Akbar, Iran.
You wish.
There we go. Starting with our number three news topic this week, web filters to censor video games. And this is for the Australian government, not the US government. The federal government has now set its sights on gamers, promising to use its internet censorship regime to block websites hosting and selling video games that are not suitable for 15-year-olds. Because apparently we're the only developed country without an R18+ classification for games. So, I mean, being in Australia, I'm not happy with that at all. But apparently we're not smart enough to figure out to put in an R18 classification. So, how would you feel if it was your country doing that?
I don't know. You take all of the people who are used to buying games about shooting people, and then you take away their games and see what happens. I don't think it's a good plan, personally. But.
This is really, really moronic. Like you said, I don't see why they just don't create an 18-plus rating.
It's the Australian government. It's just, that's how they are. Were you going to say something?
You guys could just pull the crocodiles off your dicks and just let people buy games that they want. Get rid of the ratings altogether.
But every country has ratings, and it's a fair enough system, but I think it is pathetic that they don't allow anything over the MA-15+.
It's pretty easy. Just anything that didn't get the rating of MA-15+, you make MA... Well, wait, 15+? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
So doesn't kind of 18 and 25 and 35 kind of fit into 15+? Isn't that what the plus is about?
Yeah, you would think so, but
it's not 18 minus. I don't know.
Well,
your ratings aren't even right.
Apparently it only means like 15 to 17.
Should be 15 plus 2.
So what ratings do you guys have over there?
It's like child and then everyone 10 plus and teen. Then I think it goes mature and then adults. Which is really kind of dumb, because mature is 17+, and adults is 18+.
In America, we have reverse ratings. You guys have, don't buy this game, it's for young, it's for old people. Ah, over here we have things like, we have reverse. We have, don't buy this game, it's only for people 5 to 12. Your mind will go numb and you'll die. We have child labels on things. Like, when you buy a board game, it'll say, like, don't buy this. If you're over 10, you won't have fun.
Moving on to our number two news story, the forums are apparently being affected by a virus formerly called B1K1, or the Beagle Flu. We have some information regarding how it spread. When someone with the virus makes a new thread, the thread gets a virus rating. Each time an infected person posts, the rating goes up, and there is a higher chance for an uninfected person to contract the virus. The chance is random, but dependent on the hidden virus rating, so watch out and be safe.
We'll move on to our number three news article, which Larry will have the honors of announcing.
Oh, boy.
See, Larry, you need to be more prominent. You need to shine. I get PMs in my inbox going, I love Larry. Larry is the man. I listen to the podcast with hopes, tinkering hopes that maybe Larry will speak. Maybe he'll say more than he did in the last podcast, but it never comes, and I cry myself to sleep. Gray, can you help me? Gray, can you encourage Larry to speak more on the podcast?
I'm not sure if I believe you.
That sounds perfectly reasonable. I'm expecting people to email Gray about your participation.
So you have to throw them a bone. They're clamoring for you. There's going to be a Larry strike if they listen to one more podcast and they don't hear enough Larry. Only 7 people listen to the podcast, Larry. You can't make them strike.
Okay, well, Rare has confirmed that a Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts official soundtrack will be released. And it's pretty amazing. It's going to be released on the 30th of June for a price of $15.98 from Amazon US or £15 from Amazon UK.
Are you going to get it?
Probably.
Didn't the Rare Witch Project already rip all the sounds from Nuts and Bolts?
Yeah. But this is an official release.
So you like to support the companies, not just get the stuff for free?
Well, when I can, yeah. Because I am a cool guy.
And cool guys don't pirate.
I don't know, pirates are kind of cool. They're peg legs and they're legend.
Well, if there's nothing else for the soundtrack, then we'll move on to Forum Watch. Larry, why don't you start us off?
Okay, my thread is favorite video game ending songs posted in Misc Gaming Discussion by Viku. And obviously the thread is about what are people's favorite ending songs from video games, so staff roll songs, anything like that.
Well, I don't know a lot of ending songs, but I would say in general, all the sort of music from Lost Odyssey, it was really, really fitting to the story and the game. Because I had, you know, sort of even actual lyrics to the songs. And I suppose Kingdom Hearts had sort of lyrics to their songs as well, didn't they?
The songs were songs before they were in Kingdom Hearts, weren't they? If not, they became fairly popular songs outside of the game.
I'd never heard them until after Kingdom Hearts.
Oh yeah, but they're Japanese pop songs. You haven't heard any, probably 95% of Japan's pop songs either.
I've heard some, but not many. But anyway, yeah, so I reckon those two games have some good, not just ending songs, but songs throughout the whole game.
I posted in that thread, actually, and the song that I thought that always sticks out in my mind as being a really good ending song is the staff credits from the Wind Waker. And it's actually just a longer version of the song that you hear at the beginning of the game. But I just thought that, you know, after you beat the game, it sums up the game just so nicely. And I think it's it's pleasant to listen to. I also like Yoshi's Island's song at the end of that game. That's another song that comes to mind just right now.
I'd probably pick something like Sonic 2.
I'm surprised like no one mentioned Banjo-Kazooie or anything like that. None of you guys thought that was particularly memorable?
No.
Well, I like it, but I wanted to say something other than Banjo-Kazooie because it's a bit obvious for a site like this.
Okay, my thread this week is The Most Hated Thing About Video Games by Briegel Beak. And in this thread, talks about how a few days ago he beat the Ocarina of Time. He thought that Ganondorf at the end of the game was too easy, and he just thought that that was something he really hated about the video game. What do you guys think is like one of your biggest video game pet peeves? A lot of people are talking about like easy last bosses, games that don't have something to do after you actually beat it, stuff like that.
What I hate most about how video games are is when it's a really hard sort of start, you've got, you know, your low levels, low health, things like that, and you have all these little basic enemies that can still kill you in a second. But then once you know, manage to beat them, grow up a couple of levels like that, then the whole game just becomes easy. I'd rather it, you know, sort of progress into a bit more challenging rather than start off really hard and just go nowhere.
I gotta say, I agree with people who said they don't like it when there's no, like, post-game after you finish it, like Paper Mario. You can't save after you finish the game, and so you can't do anything.
I have about 1,000 here. I'll just rattle off a list. I hate time parts of games.
like Majora's Mask, and people get on me for that all the time. They say, oh, you can rewind time, blah, 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 but I think people underestimate my dedication as a child to games. I remember in Banjo-Tooie, I spent 4 or 5 hours on top of the gold. I don't remember if you remember this place, but in Cloud Cuckoo Land, you had to do a backflip on top of a stack of coins and hit a switch that opened the top of, I think, a gold pot. Was that it? Larry, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. I spent 5 hours from the switch to the bridge to the top of the pot. That was the only place I was in the game. So I can rack up some serious time in games like that. So even if I slow down time and I reverse time and I do whatever, maybe I want to dick around at the end of a dungeon. You know, maybe I'm in like the last three rooms and I'm trying to get through a wall or something stupid. I don't know. But if time runs out, then I have to go back to the dungeon, go the whole way through it. And I know I'm not supposed to be trying to get through walls and shit and break the game, but it's fun to me and the point of the game is fun. So if I want to spend 55 hours doing it, I should be able to, you know what I mean?
Yep,
sure.
How about games that are mostly about what level you are and not about how skilled you are? I hate things where you can't be a good player at it necessarily. It's just, have I fought creatures for 17 hours? Like, I remember at Final Fantasy IX, I was in one cave, and I had to fight this black mage at the end. These details might be a little off for anyone that actually plays Final Fantasy IX and cares about it, but there was an enemy at the end of the cave. I think it was an ice cave, and all I remember is I couldn't beat him. I was at level like 2 maybe, because I kind of rushed through the beginning. So all I did was fight the same creatures over and over again for 2 hours, and then I could beat them with the same amount of skill. I didn't get any better at the game, and I just thought that was stupid. I don't like luck-based games either. Not forced luck. I think that's stupid. I mean, if you buy a game like Mario Party where it's supposed to be luck-based, then maybe I can see that, but when you buy a game like Smash Brothers, you should be able to turn off the luck things if you want. I hate easy games, which is all Nintendo makes now. I hate when they have something like, oh, there's 100 missiles in the game, and then they don't tell you where any of the missiles are. Like, they don't give you a radar or anything like that. So you can get 99 of them, and then you have to search the entire world map for the last one on your own. I hate games where you can't you save at the end, and you can't go back to anything. I hate places you can't go back to in games. And there's a lot of, like, you'll go to a city, and you'll do a quest or something. I don't play RPGs that much, but we'll say a quest, whatever. And then the city burns down, and you can never go back there. I hate when they do things like that. Gruntling has one. What was you? What
it
else?
Sounds to me like you just hate video games.
I love video games. They just need to, I don't know. What were you gonna say?
Well, it's not really like a big deal, but one of the things I hate is like, this is more so in like recent platformers, you know, like 3D games, and they have like you get a number of lives, but they really don't serve a point. Like Super Mario Galaxy, something like that. You have like 20 lives, and then there's like no point to it.
Yeah, and everyone gives you lives. Like you jump on a Goomba, and his eyes twirl a while, and he flattens, and then 17 lives pop out of him. Then you go down a pipe into the dungeon of lives, and just lives flow into you.
There's like no way you can lose the game.
Yeah, you exit the stage, Toad comes over, he's like, Princess Peach wanted me to deliver 400 lives for you, and then he just throws them out of a mail letter. That game's ridiculous.
If you're playing as Luigi, you get even more lives from the mail Toad. I just thought that was ridiculous. Yeah, you get, I forget exactly how many it is, but it's some ridiculous number. I want to say 20, but that sounds a little too ridiculous.
Not for that game, it isn't.
Okay, well, moving on to...
Never mind, it is 20.
Thanks for that thread, Gruntling. Moving on to Gray's thread. What's yours this week, Gray?
Okay, I picked Things You've Always Wanted to Do But Won't by The Ice Key Is a Lie. He said he wants to dress up like Elmer Fudd in Disturber FurCon. That one wasn't top tier, but I thought it was an interesting idea, and people have been posting things that they want to do. Some of them are kind of reasonable, like get a tattoo. What else is in here? Punch them in the face, referring to people who talk and say something stupid. Skydiving, things like that. I don't know. What do you guys?
The only sort of things I would consider, but probably ever won't ever do it, is skydiving and, you know, getting a tattoo, things like that. But they've already been said, so they're not that exciting.
My answer is something worthwhile.
Oh boy.
That's a little negative. Can you be more specific?
No. I can't think of anything, like, specifically.
I've always wanted to go to Comic-Con, but I probably won't ever go.
You just want to see the Stargate panel?
Well, who doesn't?
2 out of 4 people in this podcast.
I also wanted to go to Hawaii, see where they filmed Lost, but again, I probably won't.
Yeah, especially since North Korea is going to blow it up.
I'm not worried about that.
Isn't it a volcano? Isn't it dangerous to blow up Hawaii?
It's probably dangerous for multiple reasons, but... What about you,
so
Aaron?
So, Haslam, is there anything that you wanted to do but you can't do because you live in Iran?
Actually, somebody in the Troll Clans wrote in the thread, he said, go to college in my pajamas. That was actually something I was thinking about the other day. Not to college, but wouldn't it just be, like, great to go everywhere in your pajamas? And, like, not have to get dressed, just go to work, do whatever you have to do in your pajamas?
No, because I look like a faggot in my pajamas.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with no on that one, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it. Too many people would see too much.
Well, I don't mean that. I mean, like, wouldn't it be awesome if everyone could just, like, wear their pajamas everywhere? I'll take that.
Wait, yeah, why aren't you concerned about people seeing too much? Aaron sleeps in a fursuit, confirmed.
I don't wear revealing things or anything like that.
Revealing things. Like, we all have crotchless pants or something.
in all seriousness...
That I slap on a pair of my chaps, you know.
I was saying in all seriousness, I'd probably do what a lot of people wrote, like, go skydiving or get a tattoo. I'm not too interesting. Or maybe
even want to skydive. What were you saying? Maybe what?
Maybe like learning an instrument. I've always like wanted to learn how to play the piano or something like that.
You can still do that.
I can still do that, but I really don't think I'm going to do it. You know, just doesn't seem like a big possibility in the future. But you never know.
Apparently, I'm the only one destructive here. I've always wanted to have a rocket launcher and blow shit up with it. Like one of those ones that you, maybe not a rocket launcher, just a bazooka, something that you put over your shoulder and like you just push in a huge mortar type thing, flies out and just blows up something. I don't know.
I wouldn't mind blowing things up.
Or drive a tank. Can you imagine just plowing? I always want to drive a tank through completely normal areas. Like picture a cute little garden with like some little bushes and some little kids playing with trucks and someone's having a picnic and then a big fucking tank just comes rolling through. Shoots a giant mortar, blows up the skull, plows.
Gray won't be on the show next week. He'll be arrested.
I've also always wanted to play for the NFL, and obviously that's not going to happen at this point. I got interested in football too late in high school, and no one just goes into the NFL unless they've been playing since like second grade.
So your answers are blow shit up and play for the NFL.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
why can't I do both? Imagine a stadium full of people and a tank comes plowing through the side of the dome. Shoots a mortar up, knocks over the goalpost. Then I run out with a football and get a touchdown. The people who are still alive cheer uncomfortably.
Okay, well, we'll move on to my thread then.
Oh, yeah, because your thread's going to save us. That's how you said it. Well, like, this podcast sucks, and you're like, oh, we better move on to my superior thread. It's all live in this situation up.
Okay, well, my thread for this week is the most frustrating I'm going to throw the system through the TV video game moment. And this started by Brigal Beak as well, also in the Miss Gaming discussion forum. But, yeah, he was playing Legend of Zelda and he beat the Water Temple, and it took him a full day to beat the Water Temple because he was playing the Song of Time in a certain place, but the game wasn't recognizing it, so he was about ready to throw it through the TV. And, yeah, I mean, we've all had similar experiences, so... What about you guys? What have you wanted? Why have you wanted to throw your game consoles through the TV?
Many, many things in Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
I think you should elaborate on that a little, because I remember when you were playing Log's Lost Challenges and you were trying to get the TT trophies, that it would just be 10 minutes of you away, and then you would come on AIM and you'd be like, fuck, fuck, hate, rape, kill. I want to know what happened with that. I just remember you would go away for about 10 minutes and then you would come back just yelling and flipping out about the TT trophies. I was just wondering what happened with that.
Well, I'm completely terrible at them.
Did you ever end up beating any of them? How many TT trophies do you have out of 12?
I think 6 or 7 on Log's Lost Challenges.
Oh, that's not bad. That's over half of them. You're almost done.
If you want, like, really, really specific things, Saucer of Peril Returns.
Saucer of Peril Returns was one of those ones that was frustrating, but took me hours to beat, but at least I got there. That's what I think, anyway.
That one was frustrating for me, just because I kept getting 424, and you need 425, and I got 424 literally about 7 times in a row before I got 425, and then when I got 425, I got exactly 425, and I never played that challenge again. At least I was consistent, I guess. I would hit almost the same targets every time. I don't know how I kept missing the same ones and getting the same ones, but my pattern was almost identical every time I played. I got, like I said, 424 7 times in a row.
Aaron, were you going to say something?
I'm just trying to think. I remember a couple of years ago, now this is when I was little, I was playing Donkey Kong Country 2, and there was this one level, like... more than halfway through the game, called Web Woods. And I remember I got, like, it was just the hardest level for me at the time. And it took me, like, 2 hours just to get towards the end. I just, like, missed, the goal. I had to restart the whole thing again. I remember I threw my controller and I broke it.
Web Woods is, like, the longest level ever.
I have a story about that game. I had a friend when I was 8. Named Gina. She lived across the street. I went over her house a couple times. We would play games or whatever when, you know, some out, not video games all the time. We'd play like outside with pine cones and that. So, but we'd be, we were inside. We were playing Donkey Kong Country 2. And she was on the stage, Larry will know its name, the one where the toxic is rising and you're the snake.
Castle Climb or something like that.
Yeah, Larry?
Toxic Tower, I think.
Toxic Tower, okay. And she would keep getting up about 3 tiers or whatever and then fall down and die. And then I said, all right, well, I'll try and help out. And then I got through it, and I got to the top, and I finished the stage. And then since she saw it done, she wanted to try it. So she went back, and she she kept trying, and then she would get up high, and then she would fall down and die. She'd get up high, she would fall down and die. And then one time she just flipped out, and she never swears or anything. She said, "God damn this fucking game. I hate life. I hate my mom. I hate everything." She ripped the controller out of the console. The SNES fell on the floor. She threw it at the TV, broke the TV, pushed the TV over, knocked over the VCR, fucking kicked the door, broke the door, ran out of the house, and then they moved, and I never saw her again.
I think you're making that up.
I swear to God.
And she was 8 years old.
Running the house. She was eight years old. Yes. She just grabbed things. A
frustrating game.
She would just grab things like randomly. She'd pick up the remote and throw it at something. She picked the glass, and like there's an entertainment stand. She just broke that. She dragged out the drawers, tossed all the books out, ripped up the papers. Like I said, she broke the door. She's eight. Imagine what kind of rage she had to be going through to break a door.
I wonder what she's like today.
Jeez. I don't know. Her sister works at a strip club, so I can't imagine where she went.
The most frustrating moment I have had, I reckon, with video games is WizPig from the N64 Diddy Kong Racing. I just could not get it. It took me a good couple of days, I reckon, to beat him, and just every time you sort of miss a boost, and if you don't time it right, then you don't get the extra, whatever it is, the extra boost from it, and I was just going nuts. I yelled at people. I didn't get quite as bad as this story of Gray's, but
good. Maybe you did. Maybe you flipped out and they extradited you to Australia and that's how you ended up there.
I got a frustrating moment. You know those, I think it's called Tug of War on Mario Party, the first Mario Party, and they had those like controller stick games where you had to spin it around and spin it around. For the life of me, I could never beat those games, and they always gave me like blisters, and I sometimes do it on my palm and it would hurt so bad.
The worst in Mario Party 1 was that stupid mecha fly guy thing that you had to spin the controller for.
Oh, yeah. I remember
what did
that.
You even get for doing that?
I don't know. A sense of personal accomplishment?
The ability to see your bone through your skin?
The same thing you get for everything you do in Mario Party?
I can't believe, like, throughout the entire development process, they never thought, oh, hey, having games where you spin the Nintendo 64's control stick is kind of retarded.
I know, I thought it was frustrating. Weren't there reports of controllers being broken, too, just because you, like, wear them out doing that so much?
Yeah, it's pretty
probably
easy.
Probably why my original controller is messed up.
I had a most frustrating moment and a most on-the-edge moment. The most frustrating moment, I think I already posted in the thread, was when I was playing Kingdom Hearts 2. And there was a Sephiroth fight, like there always is. And you're supposed to fight them around level like 75, but a lot of people just get to 100 before they even bother. But I tried to be a smartass and fight them at 58. So I'm trying to first off, half the battle was in the air, and I didn't have the glide ability, so it was like a half-assed attempt for me to begin with, because I'm like trying to jump and hit him with the edge of my little key or whatever. The only way to hit him at some points was to actually let him hit you first, because he would prop you up in the air, and then you'd be high enough to hit him. So, obviously, when you're constantly intentionally getting hit, then it's a bitch, because you're running out of HP, so you can't get hit any time except for when you want to get hit. And then he has this auto-kill move, and the closer you get to beating him, the more he does the fucking auto-kill move. So, that was just... I remember playing him for hours on end. It had to have been 6 or 7 hours, going into like 3, 4 in the morning, just constantly getting close to the end and then being auto-killed or asteroid belt killing me because he had ridiculous attacks in that game, things like that. And most on edge I think I've been on a game was during Hexic, which seems like the least on edge game ever. But I remember I was going for that Grand Pearl Pooh Ball, whatever. I don't know who came up with that. But you had to get the... I don't know. I'll just explain Hexic in general. You get six of the color around a piece and it turns into a sunflower. Then you get six sunflowers around a piece and it turns into a black gem. And you just wasted 3 hours of your life. So I'm sitting there with these pearls. And the problem is when you turn things, you could knock pieces out below and it could cause a chain reaction. So then all of your pieces just kind of fall chaotically. And I was so worried about turning a piece and having three of my black pearls going together, because you need to take six of those black pearls and surround a piece. And if three of them fell together, I would have basically just wasted 8 hours of my life because it took a long period of time to make them. So I sat there probably 10 minutes, like doing a full scan of the screen and everything that could possibly happen. Because you had to do, like, you would have to look at it and figure out if you turn these and these pieces drop, what pieces above you are going to be destroyed? And if they're destroyed, what pieces are going to drop from them? And if they drop, what pieces are they going to destroy? And are your grand pearls going to blow up on each other?
That is a pretty frustrating game.
So, yeah, it's just on edge because you don't want to waste time. And every time you accidentally put three of those pieces together, it's like taking a four-hour step backwards. Fortunately, I never did. I never got three to accidentally collide. So...
I wanted to get all the achievements in that game, but my gosh, I don't know how you do it, because you play it for, you know, 5-10 minutes is fun, but like after an hour, it just gets so boring.
All right, degrade my game choice. I see how this is.
Well, no, that would be frustrating because, you know, it takes forever just to get those achievements.
What did you say was your most frustrating thing again, Gruntling?
In Donkey Kong Country 2,
Web Woods. Oh, yeah, I played this one game called Web Woods, easiest level ever. I couldn't believe it was even a level.
This is when I was like 8 years old.
You know what else is really easy? The final boss at Diddy Kong Racing. Why would they make that so easy? He's a final boss. You know what else is easy? Every game Bottles has ever played.
Moving on to email of the week. This week we've got one from Nature Girl. She wants to know, what do we think Rare is working on, as in Natal titles? She knows it's probably not possible, but would love a Viva Pinata title and not some crappy fitness game that involves waving your arms like a retard. Anyways, have fun and looking forward to your next podcast.
Well, it's going to be a fitness game that involves waving your arms like a retard. There's no way around that.
Okay. Well, we know they're working on a couple of titles, and yes, it's going to be the fitness game, but do you think they've got plans or ideas, or are working on other titles other than the fitness game for the Natal?
It really is a fitness game that's coming out? Oh, I thought it was just speculation.
In the Rare working on Natal titles news topic on the main site, we've got... according to our reliable sources at E3, the titles in question are in the sports and fitness genres, Microsoft's answer to Wii Sports and Wii Fit.
Well, I've got to say, even if it was just speculation, it's very likely speculation.
Yeah, I don't see what you can really do a whole lot with that by just like moving your arms and stuff. I think a platforming game or a racing game just wouldn't work that way.
I play Totem Ball. Totem Ball disagrees with you. Totem Ball was an entire game using the Vision Cam. It was a platforming game, and all you did was move your arms. And it worked fine.
All right. Well, was it fun?
I liked it. 9 out of 10 people didn't, but...
Okay, then. That's my point.
I thought it was enjoyable. Well, it was also a free game. And it was also a development company's first game. So it wasn't made by someone established like Rare with the resources of Rare. It was made for the Xbox Live Arcade to be free by a no-name company. So... if they could make a game that was semi-enjoyable, I don't know.
I think Viva Pinata is one that they could make for Natal that would really sort of work well. You can just pick up a pinata, move them, and, you know, do all these sorts of things. You don't have to do the, I don't know, physical arm flailing about sort of things for, you'd need in a platformer or even a fitness game.
It's actually a pretty good idea.
You can scan in a real shovel and hit your pinatas with that.
What I hate about these fitness games is they're probably going to do something like, okay, go get a dumbbell and scan it in. Like, if you already have the things to scan in, why do you need the 360 fitness game? If I'm going to scan in my stability ball, I don't need Natal anymore. I can just do stuff on my stability ball. That's it. I know that you guys think I'm gay now because I said stability ball opposed to, like, heavy-ass weights. But
What sort of titles would you like to see for the remake for the Natal? Battletoads 2010, you reckon that's going to be Natal capable?
No, I think that's going to be Rare's last legit. I think they were working on it too long for it to be pushed into a Natal game. I think that's going to be the last game we see from them for a while that uses traditional controls. So I don't think that'll be... Although I guess it would be somewhat fun if you could just kind of punch the air and the Battletoads would punch, but I don't know. I don't think that's going to be one, no.
So no ideas of upcoming games that might...
Are you asking me?
I'm asking everybody.
Oh, okay.
I don't see how it's going to work other than, you know, like what can you do? I mean, need a controller or something.
Maybe they can do... One thing they might be able to do for house moms and basically the Wii market is, you know how, I know this just from watching my mom do those silly, goofy working out videos that make you look like a goose falling out of a tree. I know that if you're not one of the actual people in the class and you're not getting personal training, a lot of the time you do it wrong. And depending on how accurate these cameras are, if you could actually have an instructor on screen doing some of these like aerobics movements, and then you could have Natal actually gauge your movements and say things like lift your right arm higher, straighten your leg, things like that. That could actually be cool in a constructive way. It would be like a personal trainer that obviously you don't have to actually go to a gym and embarrass yourself for. You would have the comfort of doing it on your own. That's, again, assuming it's that accurate, that it could determine if you're flailing around retardedly or not.
Oh, well, I would have thought that there would be some sort of level of accuracy in it, so that would almost be possible.
Yeah, but would it know that your leg is not straight? I mean, I know it's going to know the position of your leg, but is it going to know it to that degree?
You know, it really reminds me of the iToy. Remember that came out a couple of years ago? I haven't been, like, really following what Natal is all about, but that's what it reminds me of. Like, it just seems, like, limited in what you can do.
It's not really like the iToy. Like, the Vision Cam is like the iToy. They're pretty much the same. I've used the iToy, and I own the Vision Cam, and those two are pretty much exactly the same. They monitor your motion, basically, by taking a individual video cam feed of you and trying, like, to, like, lock on to the beige of your hands and stuff like that. This Natal camera, from what I understand, is more... It, besides using just a camera, it uses... I don't know if infrared, probably not infrared, but it uses... Maybe.
I guess what you're saying.
It uses 3D spacing, and that ways to determine your exact location in a 3D space. Like, people made things actually for the Vision Cam where you could just hold your Vision Cam up to your laptop, and then it would have fake hands on the screen, and you could actually use a keyboard, your keyboard, and it would move the hands, and you could play the game that way. But with this Natal controller is going to know that you have the hands 2 inches away from the camera and that they're completely flat and that they're not real hands. So that's not going to work. So it's not, I don't think it's, I think saying it's like the iToy is cheating it.
Well, I know it's going to be like more refined and everything. I'm just kind of making a basic comparison.
Okay. Well, moving on to virtual high fives.
All right, well, just as a disclaimer, I made some of these a week or so ago, so they're a little outdated now, but I think they're still relevant enough, like they're not too old, just so you guys are aware. Okay, first, virtual high five to Michael Jackson for planning a welcome back tour in Europe. It's called This Is It, and will feature at least 50 shows in Europe. I think it's pretty awesome for the Michael Jackson fans out there to be able to see him one last time before he retires. virtual high five for Farrah Fawcett for her struggle against cancer. I know cancer can be rough, but she's really sticking it in there, really holding on. Virtual high five to Nature Girl for both beginning driving lessons and for passing all seven of her exams she has been studying very hard for. I don't think I've ever taken seven exams close together, let alone taken seven exams and started driving lessons. So, I don't know. Props to her for being able to keep all the information straight.
So she didn't go into a marine biology class and right at the roundabout turn left.
We're becoming subhuman. I can't believe you even said that. Okay, virtual high five for Miss Who for her art request thread. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it, at least in my opinion, kind of ranks up there with Princess J's Banjo Cutie thread, although obviously it's somewhat new. So, like, Princess J's thread is ridiculous because it's been out for almost a year and it has hundreds of pieces of art, but I think hers is pretty good. She does more, not realistic, but more close to what the characters actually look like style drawings. If you haven't checked it out, you guys might want to. Have any of you?
I haven't.
I'm checking it out right now. What's kind of cool about hers is that she actually does like drawings, like sketches, whereas Princess J does it on the computer.
And she takes, well, I shouldn't say anything. Maybe I didn't read it completely through, but it seems like she takes pretty much anything that you ask. Like people even made up characters and she drew them, so it doesn't even have to be something that exists.
She only does Banjo, but she'll do a crossover or a parody if it seems fit, and no nakedness.
Aw, I was 10 seconds away from posting a request, too. I guess I'll never know what Kazooie's vagina looks like now. I'm just kidding, guys. I don't care what Kazooie's vagina looks like.
Her artwork's pretty good. Very good, not just pretty good.
Yeah, it is, actually.
I particularly like the Captain Banjo hook.
Hope she doesn't get overwhelmed with the requests like Princess J did.
Well, no, she will because we're mentioning it on the podcast.
So many people listen to this.
Especially after the Larry Doesn't Talk Enough boycott that's coming next episode. According to our fan base that PMs me daily.
Right.
Last girl asked if you were available. She wants to send you photos of her Larry Keller shrine, but only if you talk more during the podcast.
Okay.
So you guys done with Miss Who? Gruntling, did you just post during the podcast?
I did.
Can you draw a grunt? You made a request during the podcast. Oh, I should ask her if she can draw a galactic gray Jinjo with angel wings and a shield of fire. All right. Virtual high five for Negasaurus Rex for taking a bite out of crime on the forums.
I like the Negasaurus Rex. Just throwing that out there.
Virtual high five for Mandy for updating the Flash chat. The new one has a few more options available to it than the old one did, and members won't know this, but it's easier to manage from a staff perspective. A lot of the features in that are right in a panel now, so you don't have to do all kinds of fancy work to actually change things. Also, I think it's a little lighter on the server. I don't know if you guys know this, but the old one was pretty old. Like, it wasn't even supposed to be used on the version of vBulletin that we had.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, the fact that it was even working to begin with was kind of amazing, so it's probably a good thing that we updated to the new one. Virtual high five, literally, for Botman for being the shittiest chat robot I've ever seen. I don't know if you guys were there when we demoed him in the chat, but he makes smarter Chowd. The old AIM robot looks like the Einstein of robots. He's pretty bad.
So he finally is a smarter child?
I guess.
I'll kill myself for that one.
Smarter Chowd is insulting to children everywhere, but smarter Chowd makes you feel like a smarter Chowd. Virtual high five for a lot of stoned wallabies who are making crop circles in Australia. According to this, apparently they're eating opium poppies and bouncing around high as kites. I'm going to link you guys because I know you don't believe me right now.
I actually heard something about that on the news the other day, but I didn't pay attention.
Not even the kangaroos could make up that story. Even with the opium supplement. Retired Tasmanian poppy farmer, limbly chopping. This is surreal. Also said he had seen strange behavior from wallabies in his fields. Quote, they would just come and eat some poppies and they would go away. Why is that strange behavior? Some people believe the mysterious circles that appear in fields in a number of countries are created by aliens. Others put them down to a human hoax. Well, apparently now we've solved that mystery. Wallabies are eating some poppies, jumping on a boat, coming to America, and screwing with our crops. As a follow-up to last week, virtual high five for Bright Eyes for tricking scientists into thinking that she didn't smoke marijuana, even though they did a test 12 hours after she smoked marijuana. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about that. She's employed by Cedar Point, as far as I know, so I guess if you're listening, Cedar Point. Your new hire just did marijuana and then lied to you and took all kinds of things so you wouldn't know. Wink, wink.
So, do you know she got the job, or are you just assuming since she hasn't posted saying she didn't?
Well, I think when she left, or when she said she was leaving, she said she did, so...
Oh, I must have missed it when she said she was leaving.
I know on Facebook she said that she was going to Cedar... She said she was driving back to Cedar Point, and at no point did it say that she was coming back yet again, so that's a good sign. Virtual high five for Brigal Beak for making his Mario 64 texture mod called Mumbo's Mod. I don't know if you guys saw it. Personally, I think it looks like absolute shit, but at least he's trying.
Just taking textures from Banjo-Kazooie and putting them in Super Mario 64, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems a bit pointless.
Yeah, it ends up looking like shit because there's just random textures changed and you can't even usually identify them as being from Mumbo's Mountain. I don't know. All right. Virtual high five for Brooke Greenberg for being immortal.
Yeah.
A 2-year-old, but she's 16. They say only her hair and her fingernails grow. She has no cell degradation yet, they say. So unless she suddenly starts breaking down, shouldn't she be immortal?
Well, if there's no cell degradation, then yeah.
I would hate to be, like, 2 years for my whole life, though.
You know, people always think about immortality. They think about, like, being 25 or 30 or something. Imagine if you were immortal. You asked a genie to be immortal, and they made you 2 years old. That's probably what happened here. Woman in a desert in Arizona found a bomb. Asked for immortality, was turned into a 2-year-old. That's pretty cool, though, that she's 2. What if she's just aging really, really, really... I got this idea from Braid, by the way, and some backstory. There's a cloud in Braid, one of the puzzles, a secret bonus puzzle not necessary to complete the game. There's a cloud that takes 2 hours to get from the right side of the screen to the left side, but you don't even know it's moving because it's moving so slow that it takes 2 hours. So maybe she's just aging so slow that when we're all dead and our great-great-grandchildren are dead, she'll be like 10. That'd be pretty cool.
Well, that cloud wasn't cool.
The normal-looking baby there. That's mean. I can't believe, like, imagine blowing out your 16 candles as a baby. I wonder if they got her a car. That would suck, though, being like, it would almost be like that Adam Sandler movie, that Billy Madison, being like 35 and starting school.
That is really odd.
I told you she's immortal.
She kind of is, in a way. I've never heard of anything like that, just like permanently being stuck as a toddler.
And if her cells aren't degrading, that means that she's not lowering in cell count, so her skin's not going to age, etc., etc. What's stopping her from never dying?
Because, you know, you would think, like, if she had, like, something seriously wrong with her, she would look all deformed and everything like that, but she really doesn't look that messed up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I mean?
With the exception of one picture, she looks like a normal kid.
Yeah. That'd be so weird, you know, like, you're showing your baby off, oh, she's 16 years old.
Yeah. Aw, I love them at that age. How old are they? How old is she? And then you're like, 16. And they're like, ha ha ha, 16 months, how cute.
I read in a news article that's actually what the parents do. They just say, oh yeah, if she's 16, then she's 16 months.
Really?
Yeah, they just tell people that she's 16 months because it's easier than explaining what's going on.
She's 6. That's a full conversation. Like, you're in an elevator. Oh, she's 16. Then you're like, oh, wait, let me explain. She's immortal. She doesn't age. We had her a long time ago.
It's really weird because I was reading it, and it says she's not like a dwarf or anything like that. Her hair grows normal, her nails grow normal, but she's just like stuck in the body of an infant.
Yeah. And she doesn't lose cells. She's immortal.
That's so weird.
Someone needs to take her like genes and do some serious testing. I want immortality.
Apparently that's also what the scientists are wanting to do. They want to study her genes to find out what's going on.
And it's weird too because her mind hasn't like grown either. You'd think like, okay, she's gotten older, she can talk, she can do whatever. She still like babbles like she's a baby.
Yeah. Maybe she's like Merlin. She's aging backwards. I guess that wouldn't make sense because even Merlin didn't get stuck at 2 for a decade or whatever. I wonder how she got to 2 and then just stopped.
That's what I was wondering. The other day, because her body obviously, you know, aged until this point.
So that means they can stop aging. Oh, I want immortality tomorrow. They need to crack it. Because they were always wondering, like, the main reason we die is because our cells in that are degrading and you can't keep them up forever. But fuck, she can keep them up forever. Why can't we? We need to figure this out. I don't want to die ever. Let me work out or something first and then shoot me up with.
I keep thinking like this has got to be like a hoax or something, you know, because it's so weird.
Yeah, abcnews.com, big hoax. And apparently GM2K is just browsing the web like crazy finding alternate articles. So
no, this is just that one article from a week ago or whatever it was.
What do you mean a week ago? You found this before?
Yeah. It was on the Australian News, 9MSN.
I don't believe you. While there's an article, don't let yourself grow old. Science has figured out a way to slow aging down. Fuck that. This is an article about stopping it. This is a bad ad. Because all I'm thinking right now is just wait a couple years. Would you guys, if you had like the opportunity to take the immortality shot, would you take it?
Heck yeah. I don't think it would be a question for me.
I don't think I would.
Why not?
Because living forever does just not seem to be something I want to do.
Yeah, but apparently she could still... I'm sure if you'd shoot her in the face, she'd die.
Yeah, there you go. When you want to die, just kill yourself.
Yeah. So you can maintain your current physique for as long as you wanted. If you want to die at 70, you can die at 70, but then it can be your choice.
You'd have the body of a 20-year-old or however old you are.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I suppose if you put it that way, it's probably not bad.
Yeah.
Because you don't want your knees getting all bad and that. No sales degrading, man. You just have knees forever. Robot knees aren't for me. That'd be kind of sad, though, a world where everyone died by killing themselves. That was the only way to die. Like, say criminal rates went down and everyone just shot themselves when they didn't want to live anymore.
I wonder how much that would cost, though. It would probably be like this just insane amount of money to get, though. You know, if they actually
I don't care. I'd sell my house. You're not going to die. You have forever to earn it back.
Well, I mean, like, it would cost, like say, $10 million. Could you afford that?
After I took out a loan from every country, yeah. $10 million, I'd save up for the next 6 years, and then I'd rob banks. I'd rob banks. You're immortal. You can serve a 70-year jail sentence and then just get out.
Or else you'd get your head blown off by the cops, and therefore you wouldn't be living.
I'd put my hands up.
You know, I don't think society would kind of let people just live like that, you know? There'd be, like, a lot of religious people saying, no, you can't live forever like that, et cetera, et cetera.
And then we kill them, and we're immortal, haha. We just wait till they get osteoporosis, and then we kick their knees. We won't let them take our immortality drugs, and then they'll all die eventually.
Wouldn't that be, like, a big problem, too? Like, people not dying, and then all these babies are born?
Oh, no, we just stop them from having kids. There would have to be, like, death vouchers. Like, if someone would die in your family, then you were allowed to have a kid. Or, well, by that time, here, we'll give everyone immortality drugs, and then we'll say, but you can't have kids for 200 years.
Sterilize them,
and
right?
And then, what?
Just sterilize
them. No, not sterilize them. Just say don't have kids, and when they have kids, shoot the kids and say, no, you can't have them. And then, we'd know, if no one's having kids, and then all of a sudden there's a kid, you had a kid, we'll shoot it. So then, 200 years from now, we'll be on other planets and everything. We'll have plenty of room. The only thing that would suck is criminals. I hate criminals. But wait, if no one has kids because I kill them all, then there can't be new criminals born. So once we kill all the criminals, no more criminals. Unless someone turns. But that doesn't happen that often. Usually criminals are criminals.
So specifically kill them?
Well, I mean, I'll volunteer. I don't want to be the killer, but if everyone's like, oh, you can't kill babies, I'll kill babies. It's the only way that... I mean, for immortality, wouldn't you kill one or two babies?
But you're talking about every single one in, like, ever.
Well, yeah, but exactly. I'm talking about for immortality for you, wouldn't you kill one or two babies? Now, for immortality for everyone, wouldn't you kill 1 or 2 million babies? And they're only babies because, you know what, if the parents that had the babies deserve to have their kids killed, you're not supposed to have babies. It's natural selection.
Wouldn't it make more sense to get rid of the parents because that way they're not going to be doing it again?
Well, no, we'll have a strike system. First you kill a baby, then you kill the second baby, and then you kill the baby and the parents. Because apparently they just can't keep themselves under control. Well, ask them first. Say, do you want us to kill your baby? And if they say no, then you... kill the baby. but then you kill them for being bad people. If they say, yeah, kill the baby, it was an accident, then they're all right because they didn't mean to have a baby. Condom just broke or something.
I think it would be really awesome if, say, like, you saw this really hot girl and you ask her, how old are you? And she'll be like, 94.
Lemon Party won't be so bad anymore. Wait, that's still three guys. That's still bad. Never mind.
I was waiting how long it would take for you to figure that one out.
I didn't think that through.
I This recording may not be redistributed or broadcast without the express written consent of the Rare Witch Project. It is intended for private use only. Copyright 2009. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.